This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This call-in right now is brought to you by, this Giants call-in is brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody, as we welcome in Jermaine Illuminor. Jermaine, unfortunately, another loss for you guys at home division game. What went wrong in the game against Washington on Sunday?
Yeah, I just think we need to just take more advantage of some of the scoring opportunities that we have. But obviously, some things happen in games that you can't really control. So just trying to execute a little better and take advantage of the drives that we have when we're out there and try to score as much as we can.
Well, I mean, listen, Jermaine, I get it. And you've been with us most of the season now, and you've been a trooper, and you've said a lot of the same things. And I get it, because you mean it, and the same things keep happening. But can you be a little bit more specific? Like, what needs to change? We know that much has to change. What has to change?
I think this team is just a young team. And, you know, Burns said it best. I think that we just have a lot growing up to do. A lot of maturing. And I think if you look around the league and you see some of the best teams in the league, they have a bunch of young guys in important spots. But, you know, once you get to the NFL, the thing that you have to learn is, now that you're here, you can't, just because you're a rookie or you're a second-year guy, you're a third-year guy, or a fourth-year guy, yeah, you're young. But in NFL years, you have to grow up and you have to be able to, learn on the fly. Like me, when I was younger, I had a problem with that. And it's like one of the older guys getting in my face and trying to telling me, hey, you know, you need to grow up, you need to be better, and you need to be more mature. And even older guys have problems with that, you know. Like, there's times out there where, you know, I can do better on a play. And, that's everyone. There's no person in the NFL that's perfect, or there's no person in the NFL that is going to have a perfect game. Like, there's no such thing as a perfect game in the NFL. So I think that we just need to strive for perfection more and consistency. And if you strive for that, then hopefully you're in the place that you want to be by the end of the season.
Yeah. I mean, forget about not having perfect people in the NFL. There's not a perfect person walking the planet. So we all know what you mean by that. And just to, just to delineate between an age thing or an immaturity thing. So, like, you can be young, but, you know, be locked in and have great habits. Did you sense that there was some immaturity in camp, or does this surprise you?
No, I think the thing with the NFL is you don't know until you play an actual regular season game. Like, everyone looks great in training camp. Everyone looks, you know, how they want to look in training camp, but until you get out there and, you know, the bullets are flying and you have to think on the fly, that's when you truly see how someone is developed or how mature someone is. And I think that's when you truly get a good read on someone, you know. So training camp, yeah, it's great. And, you know, getting the pads on and being able to hit, that's always helpful. But you don't really see things you need to work on until you get into regular season games and see some of your flaws and some of the parts of your game that could use improvement.
BT and Sal, we're talking with Jermaine Illuminor. You mentioned it, Jermaine, when you were younger in your career, somebody came and told you, you know, you can't be like that. You got to grow up. Who's the guy on that Giants team right now? To forget the coach, I'm talking about players, because this is the thing that I would assume is policed by players. Who's the guy to do that to these younger players?
I think we have a lot of vets that try to do that. You know, like I certainly try to, you know, lead, try to, you know, help guys get in the right direction. You know, you have Greg Monroe, you know, Dexter Lawrence, Brian Burns, Casey Critter, our long snapper. You know, we have Bobby Okereke. You know, you have guys that, older guys that have been around the league for a while and truly understand the game that try to lead the younger guys, which is what we need right now. But, you know, sometimes the things just don't go your way in games. And, you know, we've certainly had a couple of games that just haven't gone our way, you know. So we have a good core. We have a good mindset in the building. We have a bunch of people that truly care about the game. But, you know, as a young guy, that things are just going to happen. Like, the NFL moves quickly, and to be able to keep up with the speed of things and be consistent is hard. Like I said, I've been saying it for, 10 weeks now. Like, consistency early in my career was something I struggled with, and it took me 8 years to finally get to a place where I'm consistent, and I'm doing the same thing consistently out there. So, you know, there's always room for growth. Yeah. But at the same time, sure, you have to learn how to grow quickly.
One of the guys in particular I took issue with was Malik Nabers. Seems like a great kid and a terrific talent, obviously. He struggled with some drops, of course, this year, but twice now he said things that have rubbed me the wrong way. Did you have an issue with his post-game comments questioning the play calling in particular after Sunday's loss?
No, I don't know what he said about that. So I can't really comment on that because I don't really know what he said post-game.
Well, yeah, I don't know. Basically what he said, I mean, how do you briefly summarize? Basically said that, you know, the way they ran the ball, he didn't like the direction of, basically not getting the ball and just kind of question what was being called there. But so you didn't hear it, you didn't see it, so forget about that. But you had to see, and I want to stick with Nabers for a second. We're talking to Jermaine Illuminor, BT and Sal on the Fan. To me, this is an optic that would be somewhat troublesome and troubling if I'm you as a veteran. Now, I know that it's changed. You know, game's over, jersey swaps, all good. You got to roll with the punches. It's different. It's a different league. But during the game, and I know that they're boys from college. I get that. I respect it. How in the world do you have Malik Nabers going over and goofing around with Jaden Daniels during a game when at that point you're 2-6? Didn't that bother you?
So I actually did see that also until after the game. I think the thing with that is, you know, you're a young guy in the league. You've been with, you know, I'm sure Jaden and Malik have a really close relationship. And I think that sometimes people can take this game too serious. And I think that, you know, is there a time and place for that? Yeah, after the game. Like, there's been multiple games where I play guys who I went to college with. Like, me and Miles Garrett went to college together. And, you know, he's my lifting partner for 3 years. Like, that's my guy. Like, I've known Miles for what? Since 2014. So damn near 10 years. You know, that's my guy off the field. You know, it's a friend of mine. But, you know, pregame came up to me when I was stretching. You know, we dapped each other up, you know, hugged it out, just had like a little conversation, you know, reminiscing and stuff like that. But, you know, within that 60 minutes, we're trying to kill each other. And that's just the mindset. That may just be because we're linemen. And we go against each other like that, and we've been going against each other like that for years now. But you know, I think that there's a time and a place for that. And I think that's, you know, obviously I don't think Malik meant any ill will between that. I don't think it's a huge thing. I think because we're losing, some things will just be shed light. Some things will just be more. Some things will just
scrutinized.
Yeah.
Scrutinized.
Yeah, scrutinized more.
Yeah.
I honestly, I don't think it was that big of a deal. I just think, you know, because we're losing, some things will just look bigger than they actually are. You know, if at the end of the day, it's a child's game. And, you know, we get paid all this money to play a game that we played as kids, or, you know, me, I started playing all 17. So
yeah.
I truly don't think it's that big of a thing. But, you know, I mean, obviously, there's a time and a place for that before the game, after the game. But, yeah, I think that, you know, when you lose, and I'm learning, especially in New York, when you lose, some things that aren't that big are going to made to look big just because, you know, you're losing and that sucks. And
yeah,
things just aren't the same, you know. So honestly, I don't have a problem with it. Malik gives everything he has every single play, every single game. And I mean, I said it before, I'll say it again. He has the potential to be one of the best, if not the best receiver in the game. So, but I don't see it as a problem at all. You know, that's my guy, and he's a great player. He's a great teammate, and I don't see anything truly wrong with it.
All right. I mean, yeah, and I agree with you. I don't think it was malicious, and I really don't. I'm certainly going to give the young man a pass there. He's young. He's a rook. I get it. But you have fans, and this, I'm going to defend the fans here. You got fans who have been going to that stadium forever. And this isn't your fault. You just got here. Parking's expensive. Ticket's expensive. And there hasn't been enough wins. And it's one thing when you lose. You know, there's no guarantee you're going to win. But when you see, you know, when you see a rookie yucking it up with his buddy and then questioning the play call after the game, I mean, you know, from the fans' perspective, that's a bad look. And I'm curious, was it at least addressed by any? I know you're okay with it. Did anybody address this?
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
No, I just don't think there's much to address, honestly. Like, if we were, I mean, no one's saying anything about Jaden Daniels. Like,
he's winning. Yeah, but he's winning games, Jermaine. He's winning.
Exactly. But we're not losing games because of Malik Nabers. We're losing games because of multiple people and multiple players and multiple, like, situations in play. Like, there's multiple people out there, or there's just, like, everyone, you can't take, like, turns having a bad play. And we just have too much of that right now. It's not Malik Nabers. We're not losing because of him. Like, we won basically those two games. I mean, we won in Cleveland because of Malik. Like, we were in multiple games this year because of Malik. Like, so I don't take problem with, you know, Malik's a young kid in the league, but, you know, he's in New York. He has all this, like, attention on him, this limelight on him. Like, you know, but I don't take for it that much, and there's really nothing to say to him because, like I said, he's one of the players that's going to give everything he has out there, every single play and every single game.
You looking forward to going to Germany, Jermaine?
Yeah, looking forward to hopefully getting a win. That's what I want. I want to win.
Yeah, I mean, we would like that, too, and that's part of the issue. Like, I get that you're saying things are being made a bigger deal, certain little things in New York. I can't blame New York or the media or the fans. The record is what it is. I've believed in the Giants. I feel like your team is better than 2-7.
No, 100%.
Yeah, I feel like it should be better than 2-7. Unfortunately, it's not. You know, Panthers coming off a backup win. Yeah.
Me, too. I believe that we should have a winning record right now, but, I mean, shoot, I've learned in this game that you can only control what you can control, and the only thing I can control is the way I block and who I block out there. So, you know, I don't really try to get into the other aspects of the game because that's not my game.
You guys doing anything special as a team for this trip, like a bonding trip in Germany, or it's all business?
No, it's all business. I mean, if I have some time, then I'd love to go to one of the concentration camps out there.
Wow. Wow.
You know, because I remember when I was a little kid, we had survivor from the Holocaust come back when I was living in London and give us a little lesson on the Holocaust and everything like that. So I'd love to just visit one of those camps and just see the history behind it and truly see the horrors that went on and everything and just learn about that more. Because I've always been interested in just historic events like that. And I feel like once in your life, you should see something like that to truly see what humanity is capable of. But that's a whole other conversation for another day.
Yeah.
We're talking about football.
That's some perspective, man. I mean, that's I hear you. It's somber. It's morbid. It's horrific. It's atrocious. But it's part of our history. So I can see why you would want to see it with your own eyes. I almost don't know how to ask this next question because it seems so trivial. And we're going to wrap it up here. Jermaine Illuminor, BT and Sound on the Fan. You're a good player, all right? You put good things on tape for years. You're respected. You've been around 8-9 years. You just got to the Giants. The trade deadline's today. But does it pass through your mind at all, like, hey, if anybody calls like a contender, that you can help somebody? How do you compartmentalize the reality of the business? I'm not saying you're going to get traded, but do you even think about it?
No, I take it one day at a time. And, you know, I hope people don't twist my words. But a lot of that. But I take this game and my career and just my life one day at a time. And I try to maximize every single day. And I try to maximize every single game I play and every single snap. And so, you know, for me, I want to go out there and show just who I am and what I believe I am and who I believe I am as a player and put that on tape every single game, every single play. And I think as a player, you know, I'm not talking about me. I'm just talking about in general. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you should be trade deadlines up and it's on, and you kind of think to yourself, I wonder if someone would, trade for me. But then me being who I am, I love being in New York. I love being a Giant. And I truly believe in this team and the way we're going and the culture we're trying to build here. And, you know, sometimes it takes a little bit longer to really build that culture and a team that can truly go out there and put out winning football. I believe that we have a team that can go out there and win every single week. But at the same time, too, it's a mentality. At the same time, you have to go out there and truly believe that you can win and truly believe in yourself and be confident in the work you put in during the week and your ability and your technique. And for me personally, I believe I am who I am. And I believe I can go out there every single week and block whoever I'm going against. And just my confidence. And, you know, I was listening to this podcast and Mike Tyson was like, you know, confidence, success, and success breeds confidence. And that's where my confidence comes from. So to answer your question, I don't think about that. You know, that doesn't cross my mind personally, maybe other players it may. But I've worked really hard to get to where I'm at right now. And I'm working even harder to get to where I want to be. And so that's something that doesn't really control. That's something I don't have control over. Yep. Like I said, I only control what I can control, which is putting in the most effort every single day to become the player I want to be. And by the end of my career, looking back and being like, I did everything I could to be who I wanted to be, and I was who I wanted to be.
There you go.
Thank you, Jermaine. We appreciate your time. Good luck on Sunday in Germany.
Appreciate it.
All right, there you have it. Jermaine Illuminor in his weekly spot with us.
You know, it's nobody likes losing, and it's not easy, and he doesn't have to come on. We appreciate it. He's a smart dude. I think that's why I say listen to him. He's not going to take a blow towards the – and he shouldn't. But, you know, and I did disagree with the Jaden Daniels neighbor stuff. But, you know, his prestige is on the team. It doesn't bother him. Why should it bother us?
And, by the way, it would bother me if I were in Washington talking about Jaden Daniels. I don't give a crap about the Commanders, so it's Jaden Daniels is irrelevant to me. But it would bother me even with the winning that he was doing that, the fraternizing
stuff. Oh, I see what you're saying. If we're there, you just got to switch it around.
Yeah, we're talking about it from – it's not just because – to me, I wouldn't overlook that just because the Commanders are winning.
Yeah.
I have an issue with that in general. But it's even worse when your team is losing. It's an embarrassing look. At home in a division game, you're joking around on the sideline with your – like, Jermaine said it. He said there's a place for it. He didn't think that was the right place. Not going to make a big deal about it. He doesn't want to call out his teammate on the air.
Yeah.
We get all that, but
– yeah, it's been a rough season.
They're 2-7, dude.
Yep. By the way, if I'm a contender, I would trade for Jermaine Illuminor. He can help somebody.
Well, what I was going to say, if they had 53 of him, they'd be okay.
Yeah, he's a stand-up dude. He's a stand-up guy.
That's what you want. Unfortunately, they don't have enough of those type guys.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.